she not use home banking before? You didn't? Verify the hell out of him. We're on hold now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you for calling Call Support. This is Nikki. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Mary, Rachel Keltner. I called yesterday and actually last month too. I have my bank on the phone with me, and I'm wanting this resolved like right now, please. Can I please speak with a manager?
Okay, I'm more capable of this job. Can I get your zip code, please?
45013.
You said 45013, is that correct?
Correct. Correct. Sorry.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Mary. You guys told me it was under all three yesterday. Mary Rachel Keltner, K-E-L-T-N-E-R.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address?
1814 Amarillo Drive, Hamilton, Ohio, 45013.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I got some notes. I'm trying to see what it's saying.
Yeah, you took out $92.90 May 5th, $35 May 5th, and now you took out $92.90 again June 7th, and I want every bit of that back. Because I disputed it last month, and now I'm disputing it this month. I have the second cancellation number that I can give you. Someone told me that I had to have the bank call with me. Well, she's on the line, too.
Okay, because it looked like everything had been canceled out, I see.
Well, where's my money then?
Yeah, they canceled out on June the 6th.
Okay, that was for this one. What about for last month, $92.90, and then $35.
Okay, let me take a look here. Let me see. Yeah, everything been canceled out. Let me see.
But no money has been put back in my account.
Let's see here.
And like I said, I have my bank on the line, and they can tell you no money from you guys have been put back into my account.
Okay, because I see here on May the 5th, yeah, they charge you $92.90.
Correct. And
yeah,
the same thing May 5th.
Yeah, I see that for June the 6th also, $92.90. I see the one for June 6th has been canceled out for that one.
But no money has been going back in my account.
Okay, so I see that right here. Yeah, I see the notes too. So if they just canceled this out 2 days ago, then you should be able to get your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Why haven't I received last month?
Yeah, I see. They did a refund. I see on June the 6th. I see that on here.
I called them yesterday, and they took out $92.90 on my account June 7th.
Because it looked like they did 2 refunds on June the 6th. You just got to get a little bit more time because it's going to take 3 to 5
business days. It's $220.80 that you guys owe me.
Okay.
There's $35, $92.90, both on May 5th and June 7th. Well, June 6th, actually. It posted on my account June 7th.
Okay. I do see the refunds for June the 6th. I do see that. But like I said, you got to give it a little bit more time. It haven't been 3 to 5 business days yet. So give it a little bit more time.
So how much did you refund? How much did they refund me back? Because it should be $220.80.
Okay, let me see here. Say June the 6th. Okay, I see that I'm here. $92.90 on June the 6th. And on May the 5th, $92.90. And again, $92.90. Yes, ma'am, you should begin your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, hon, that was a month ago.
Okay, so you said the one from a month ago?
Yeah,
okay,
May.
May?
Yeah.
Let me take a look.
May 5th.
Let me take a look.
There's two of them, $35 and then $92.90.
Okay, I'm finna take a look at it. Let me see here. Okay, I don't see the one for May. I don't see that
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
But I do see the one for June, which was recently.
I want all the above. The 35, the 92.90, and then the 92.90 for this month.
35 is an overdraft fee from us, I believe.
Oh, for the, yeah. The, yeah. Yeah, for the overdraft
that,
fee. So I shouldn't have to pay
we'll
the overdraft
to,
fee, too.
We'll have to deal with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because like I said, I see the one for June, but I don't see the one from May. I don't see that
okay.
one.
Is there any way I can get that back as well?
Okay, you surely can. And you say you have your bank on the phone?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. And this one is going to be from May the 5th, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're talking to me or my bank.
It don't matter. It don't
I'm
matter
Cheryl.
Which one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her name's Cheryl.
Okay. You said your name is Cheryl. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me take a look. Okay. One for May. That one been canceled out. Okay. And
you sound like the girl that I spoke with yesterday.
No, I didn't talk to you yesterday because it would have been noted. I don't see that.
Oh, it wasn't you? Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't see it in the notes. You talking
okay.
to someone else on the other day, I see.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, that I'm not she said her name but I can't remember. Ari, A-R-I.
Cuz it looked like let me see here. Let me just make sure. Cuz it looked like I
Yeah,
came.
She said her name was Ari and the manager's name was Wendy S.
Okay, because it looks like I won't be able to refund you that because it already been canceled out.
Okay, if you canceled out,
yes,
then yeah,
canceled.
You should be able to refund my account because
okay.
you're taking money that doesn't belong to you.
Okay, let me check something right quick because it looks like it's been canceled, like I said. And let me try to see. You're already getting your refund from June the 6th, I see. So I'm saying on this day, on May the 5th, it's been canceled, and I'm unable to refund your amount to you.
Okay, like I said, if it's been canceled, then you need to refund money because you're not just going to get $92.90 for nothing.
Okay, let me
because
put you
I
on
haven't
hold.
Received nothing from you guys anyway.
Okay, let me put you on hold for one
sure.
second, ma'am. I'm going to put that in
Go
there.
Ahead.
Give me 1 second, please.
Wow.
Now, did you fill out a dispute form for that first one?
They told me since I checked in on it that I had to try to get it back from them, which I tried. And like I said, they gave me a cancellation number again and told me that I was going to receive my money back, and I still have not yet received it back. Now she's saying it's been canceled out, but nothing's been returned to me. So they're basically getting $92.90 for nothing, more or less, and that's not happening. I can't allow almost $100 just to go just to somebody I don't know.
Right.
So you heard her say that one.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, you there?
Yes. We're both here.
Okay, yes. Now, do you have a pen and paper so you can write down your cancellation number? Now, I already notate this for you, okay?
Okay. The cancellation number I got yesterday was C as in cat, 00, B as in boy, 08, A as in apple, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, 8. So is this another number?
Yes, ma'am. This is going to be another number. Let me check here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that looked like the same number from yesterday. Yes, I see that one. Okay.
Correct.
I can give you another number. Okay. Are you ready for that one?
Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to be C as in Charlie, A as in Andrew, 5, C as in Charlie, 99, F as in Frank, 8077.
Okay, and this one's 4?
Okay, that's going to be for the one from May the 5th, 2021. And that's going to be for your
refund.
Okay,
what about? Oh, never mind.
Now, you should be able to get that refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So, if I don't, then I call you back.
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be your cancellation.
Friday or Monday?
Yes, ma'am.
Please, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling us support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. You
yes,
can go
ma'am.
Ahead and hang up with her.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So how do I note my account now that it's 292.90? $185.80 is supposed to be coming back from that place. Is there any way I can, like, ban them from taking anything out after that? Because, like I said, I don't remember what it was for, what diet stuff it was for. I haven't even received anything. So I just can't see canceling something and then not giving the person their money back.
Right.
That blew me away.
Right. So here's the situation. Just like I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
About that, you know, we can place a stop payment, but they can, you know, if they put it through for another penny, it'll go through.
Oh, okay, got you.
So the only way, like if they do this again, if you feel, we can either shut your car down now so they won't do this in the future, or we can just wait it out and see if they do it again.
Yeah, I would like to wait it out because,
okay.
I mean, only because of my life insurance, my homeowners and cars insurance, my medical. I mean, I have so much supposed to be coming out, my son's things that's supposed to be coming out. His part of that medical is his. And it's just like, yeah, there's just too much. I mean, I thought about putting everything over to his card, but that's still going to be a pain.
Yeah.
Because I try to watch his card, too, with him being a truck driver. And
right.
I keep telling him, no, you do not use the card. You use cash in your wallet. So I've been trying to keep an eye on that. So now I'm trying to figure out what to do with that $35 fee.
Yeah, let me look at the account. What is your member number? Do you know?
I can give you his, 966-369. And then I'm so sorry we forgot to go over all of that at the beginning.
That's okay.
And Mary, I go by Rachel Keltner, 1814-3600.